Sunday, 14th of April, 2024. Maybe today. And Paul said, I would go to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. Acts 26:29. A literal rendering would be, and Paul said, I would wish to God, also in little and in much, not only you, but also all those hearing me this day, to become what manner I also am, besides these bonds. CG. Agrippa had just responded to Paul concerning what he had heard, saying, in a little, you persuade me to become a Christian. With that, Luke next records, and Paul said, I would wish to God, also in little and in much. It is similar to our saying that, in any way, shape or form. The NIV assumes it is referring to time. Others take it to mean little and much discourse. Whatever Paul's exact intent, it was his hope, as they listened, they would be converted and become like him. Further, and his response to the king's words could be either dismissive or a response based on a misunderstanding of what the king's intent really was. Whatever the king's intent was, Paul's was clear. It was Paul's great desire that what he next says would be realized, which is that not only you, but also all those hearing me this day. Paul is speaking to Agrippa, but he is appealing to all in the room who are attending. He was willing to continue to work towards the conversion of anyone who listened and for whatever time it would take. This was his passionate appeal for any and all who heard him to become what manner I also am. Paul says this with the intent that they would be converted to Christ, devote their lives to him, and be willing to stand before anyone and proclaim what he was willing to proclaim. Despite this, he adds in the carefully selected words, besides these bonds. Paul's hope was that they could do what he was doing and be like him in his life, but to do so freely and without the constraints that kept him bound and imprisoned. As for his appeal to the people, it is reminiscent of that made by Elijah in 1 Kings 18:21, and also of the words of Jesus in Revelation 3:16. He desired that the people would not halter between two opinions and not be lukewarm in their zeal, but to believe and to carry that belief into lives of action. Life application. People need Jesus. Paul was unashamed of his bonds, and he was willing to proclaim Jesus to those who were there to judge him. Whatever they could do to him was inconsequential in relation to what God would reward him with. He understood that this life is merely a stepping stone to glory. If we could just have this same attitude, we wouldn't be living as if one foot was here and the other was in heaven. Rather, we would consider that we are already seated in the heavenly realms in Christ. Positionally, it is a done deal. Therefore, what can man do to us? Let us consider this and be willing to speak out concerning the good news we possess. People need Jesus. Let us tell people about Jesus. Someday our time to do so will be through. Let us use the day while it is light. May it be so to the glory of God who has saved us. Lord God, give us the wisdom to consider our position in Christ and the gumption to then tell others about it. We have been redeemed. We are on the road to eternity with you. Nothing will change that, and so help us to express this to others while we have the time. May we not be slacking doing so. Yes, Lord, give us wisdom in this. Amen.
Paul said, whether it is a short or a long time, I pray to God that not only you, but every person listening to me today will be saved and be like me, except for these chains I have.